Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is April 20th and futures are down slightly. Jason, talk to us about last week because we saw a really strong V-shaped recovery in the markets. Did this happen too quickly though?
Too far, too fast. Now, I'm not suggesting that fundamentals weren't behind it, but it was one of the sharpest rallies we've seen in 36 years.
Wow.
In fact, we saw the S&P rally 12%, NASDAQ 15%, Dow nearly 10%. So earnings were nothing short of awesome, which were a big catalyst behind that. However, there was a lot of defensive positioning heading into this, and short covering was a big part of this. Now, I do take solace in the fact that earnings, 90% of which have beat and raised, and they beat on the top and bottom line. We are on track for 17% earnings rise this quarter, which is outstanding.
Right.
That being said, this ceasefire is tenuous and inflation's uncomfortably sticky. So we're expecting pronounced volatility, a mild pullback. Very important, however, to remain long. This war will end. The Fed's bias is to the downside in terms of cutting rates. And for the full year, earnings should grow corporate profits 15%.
Right. And the market seems to already be pricing that in, as we saw last week. Let's talk about oil, because it's obviously a big topic right now, and the market does hinge a lot on oil prices. It's pulled back slightly, but you're saying we're not going to hit that $70 a barrel price tag anytime soon. Tell us why.
We'll get there eventually, but not in the near future.
Okay.
Look, the justification of the drop from where we were to where we are today makes total sense. But getting back to pre-conflict levels are going to be very challenging. It's going to be challenging because it takes time to mend supply chains, to get tankers moving. You're going to get potential disruptions in terms of geopolitical conflicts as well as military attacks on the Strait.
Mm-hmm.
That should add up to a risk premium for oil that's a little bit higher than we were prior to the conflict. I will say this, North American energy independence, the need for greater capacity, transportation, energy security, that should drive a lot of business here in the energy sector stateside.
Yeah.
So if you're not long energy in terms of U.S. production, get long and get long in a hurry.
Okay, we'll take your word for it, Jason. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.